Good morning, everybody. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We're going to be in Acts chapter 11, and we're going to look at verses 16 through 26 here in a moment. But I just want to encourage you and tell you thank you for listening to us and tuning in. It's such a blessing. God is doing wonderful things. And let me tell you a few things. At the end, I want to pray. A lot of prayer needs, things going on. I'm going to pray about that. Also, if you're brand new and you don't even know about Christ, you have never heard about Jesus, or maybe you don't have a relationship, I'm going to give you a chance to accept Christ. We're seeing it here every day. People are coming up and saying, Pastor, how can I receive Christ? And I'm going to give you that opportunity this morning. The whole series is Why Church Matters. Here's why church matters, because we lift up Jesus. We talk about Jesus. And in fact, this morning, I have a message called Christians God's Way. Christians God's Way. And it's in Acts chapter 11, verse 16 through 26. So if you're there at home, get that ready. Also, get your communion ready. We have communion here if you've come by, or if not, just get a piece of bread and some, juice, any kind of juice, and then we will do that here at the end. But let's look at chapter 11, beginning at verse 16. Here we go. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John baptized with water, but you will baptize with the Holy Spirit. If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I, that I could stand in God's way. Underline that I could stand in God's way. When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except the Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, on coming to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, also preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great man, many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the privilege to read your word, to hear your word, to speak your word. God, you are so awesome, Lord. We thank you for the church. We thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for forgiving us, cleansing us. Holy Spirit, speak through your servant this morning. Speak through us, Lord, as we talk and we get ministered to. Speak through your servant. Open every eye that they may see and ear that they may hear. The word of God, we pray in Jesus' name. And everybody out there, you can put in your comments, amen. We'll see hopefully a whole bunch of amens. The first point that I want to talk about this is this. Baptized with the Holy Spirit. He began to tell them, Peter was telling them, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. What does baptized mean? Baptized with the Holy Spirit means baptism or immersion, to be completely consumed. Now, let me bring you up to date on this story. Here's what happened. We talked about this last week. Peter had a vision, and a sheet fell from the sky. Four corners opened up. All kinds of different creatures were in there. And then each time he told him, eat, and he wouldn't eat. Because he said, hey, that's common test. That's unclean. And then God said, what I have made clean, let no man call unclean. So what he was saying is, this gospel is not just for the Jewish people. It is not just for one special group of people. This gospel is for the entire world, for everyone. And so Peter at that time, God had also spoke to another guy. He sent servants to go get Peter. And Peter said, yeah, I'm going to go. And he went to this guy, Cornelius, who was a centurion in the army. And in fact, we think that he probably had about 80 men under his group of people. And when Peter came in, they listened to what he said. He said that Jesus was crucified, that he died, and then he rose again on the third day, and that he died for your sins and for mine, and we have to repent and accept it. And they did. And here's the important part. You need to hear this. And this happened to Jesus' disciples. This happened to Cornelius and everyone in there. It said that immediately they were baptized. They were immersed. They received the gift of the Holy Spirit. This morning, what I'm talking to you, the first point is, have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Matthew chapter 4, verse 11 says this, this is John talking, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, before we've even got to the place that we're at now in chapter 11, in Acts 2 verse 4, it says that they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What happened is the Spirit was like a tongues of fire on top of their heads. Now, you may ask me this morning, you're like, well, Pastor, if I don't see tongues on top of my head, or if I don't start shaking or anything, am I filled with the Holy Spirit? Hang on. I'm going to explain to you being filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, here's what happened. In Acts 2:11, this is what the Holy Spirit did through those that were immersed and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Here's what the Holy Spirit did. They were telling everyone the mighty works of God. Do you know how I know you're filled with the Holy Spirit? You're telling everyone the mighty works of God. A lot of people are confused. Now, I can tell you my personal experience. When I was 7 years old, on a Sunday morning, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. After running around, stealing M&Ms, and pulling girls' hair, I came to Christ. And I joke about that, but I tell you what, I really realized I was a sinner and that I needed Jesus. And I accepted Him on that morning. But that night, I said, that morning He was praying for people to be filled with the Spirit. And I said, I want to do it that night. Mom said, you can do it that morning. I said, I want to do it that night. That night, I don't even have any idea what he preached. I just know this, that I went, I raised my hands up, and I thought he hit me on the head. They said he never touched me. And I felt the power, the immersion of Jesus Christ. Don't just know about Jesus. Be filled with his Spirit. He offers that to everyone. And I was filled with the Spirit. To this day, I know that I can be filled, that I can be totally baptized, that I can be immersed in His Spirit. You see, and how do I know that I'm immersed in the Spirit? I'm telling everyone the mighty works of God. In this verse 11, it says, telling everyone in their own tongues. Right now, some of you I know are listening in like Palakkad, India, right where that is. I know the northern part of India, some of you are listening. Some people are listening in Mexico today. I was listening to your service in Tuxtla, but you don't speak English, and I don't speak a lot of Spanish. What we have now, though, that's pretty cool is if you mute it, and words will come on the bottom, and sometimes what will happen is you can get it translated into your own tongue. I'm telling you, God is doing an incredible thing to communicate it into every tongue. Every person on earth can hear and get the Spirit of God. But I'm telling you this, that your tongue can be controlled by Him and not by you. That's why that there is a gift of tongues, and I have the gift of tongues, speak in tongues every day. God speaks in a language that I don't even understand, and He speaks it through me. And you can have that too. This is what we need to desire, though, is to be immersed, especially right now. You're at your home or you're wherever you are, like Stephanie said, maybe you're in your car or in your office. You can be immersed in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Just say, I receive that right now, Lord, I receive. And begin to speak whatever He says. The Lord speaks English, but He speaks Chinese. He speaks Spanish. He speaks all different languages. And He also speaks in languages that we don't even know yet. God speaks in different languages, but everything that He speaks, wait for it. This is where people get hung up. Everything that He speaks glorifies God. To God be the glory. It's about glorifying God. It's about worshiping God. You see, here's what happens when you're immersed in the Spirit. Here's what happens. There is a power of love. There is a power of love. Let me read Romans chapter 5, verse 5. You can write it down. Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Let me say, I said that slow for a reason. Listen, this is the power of love. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God is love. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that's where the love comes from. Right now, if you're going through a tough time, right now, if you're confused and you have no idea what's going on and you're like, I don't know what the world holds. I don't know what's going to happen. I want you to know. The power of love is being poured into you. Paul said, there's faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. God loved you so much, He created the heavens and the earth. It is that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, wants to dwell, be baptized, be immersed, completely over-drenching you, completely from the top to your feet. Right now, just say, Lord, I accept it. Lord, I want to be baptized in your Holy Spirit. Lord, we accept it. Do that right now in your home with your family. Just raise your hands. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for baptizing us, Lord. Baptize us with your Spirit. Baptize us, Lord. Receive the Holy Spirit. See, number one is baptized with the Holy Spirit. Number two is this. Remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. Right now, many pastors, many parishioners, many people all over the... You right now. You're faithful. You're tuning in to your church. You're tuning in to a church right now, and you're listening because you're remaining faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. Let me tell you what faithful is. Faithful is loyal or unwavering. When I think of faithful, I think of different people in my life. I know my wife, that was the number one characteristic that I loved about her, was that she's faithful, she's loyal, she's unwavering. When you serve God and you begin to follow Him, as you follow Him, there will be things that will come along that will try to shake and rock your foundation. If your foundation is upon a pastor or upon a human, another person, that will come crumbling down and will be rocked. What we have found, even in this thing that we're going through right now, we have found that on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. Everything else is sinking sand. Lord, I stand on You. I stand on Your purpose. I stand on Your principles. I stand on Your word. I follow You, God. I will be faithful. You see, You have a purpose. You have a purpose. In Psalms chapter 139, it says in there that you were knit together in your mother's womb. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And I want to talk to you this morning. Those that have accepted Christ, those Christians, and we're going to talk about Christians in a moment, but I want to talk to you. Right now, maybe your faith has been a little bit shaken. You're like, well, I read this stuff, but I didn't think I'd be in this stuff. I want to say something to you. You are so special that God had designed you and put you together in this space and time in 2020 because He knew He could count on you. He knew you would fulfill your purpose. Be steadfast and faithful. No matter what happens, you say, I love You, Jesus. I thank You. I trust in You. I trust in You, Lord. You see, tell everyone, this is your purpose, by the way. I want to, maybe you didn't know your purpose. I need to let you know. This is your purpose. Tell everyone about Jesus. Memorize a few verses. Memorize John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever, that means everyone, that means if you're Jewish or Gentile, if you're from China or if you're from Korea or if you're from Pakistan or if you're in India, every person, every human, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that everyone, whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's a simple verse that you could talk about for 2 hours, how that God created man. Man sinned and was separated from God. But Jesus came down from the throne. He came down to humanity over 2,000 years ago. And He lived as a human. And He was crucified. He was murdered. They killed Him on a cross. His blood ran down. But on the third day, He rose from the dead because He went to hell and He got death, hell, and the grave. And maybe you've had some people that you love pass on or people that have been in your family and that you care about have passed on to the other side. If they have Christ in their life, Jesus Christ promises them eternal life. So I want to encourage you this morning. You have a purpose. Your purpose is to tell people about Jesus Christ, to tell people Jesus Christ loves them. You see, we have to remain faithful. Number 3, and this is where I've been heading, though the whole service. Christian is God's way. Christian is God's way. You say, what are you talking about? Well, because I took the definition of what a Christian is. And the definition of a Christian is they profess the belief in the teaching of Jesus Christ. I don't know if we have enough time. I don't really think we have enough time. But what happened is man sinned. He was separated from God. But in around Genesis chapter 5, the third baby was born, the one after Cain and Abel, Seth. And it said about this time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. And as they called upon God, there was different ways that they called to him, but he had still been separated from them. But he had men. He had a man, a particular man called Abraham, who loved God and prayed to God. And this man, God blessed because he was so steadfast. He was so faithful. And he said, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing and I'm going to multiply your seed. And he's already pretty old and he hadn't had a child. He gets to about 80, 90, still not having a child. And we won't talk about the other child that he had through a different lady, but he said, I'm going to bring that blessing through you and Sarah. And he did. Abraham was old of age. Sarah's very old. It shouldn't have happened, but it happened. It was miraculous. And they had a baby. And from that man, he had two sons. And then from one of the twins of the two sons, which his name was Jacob, this man wrestled with God, had a relationship with God, and then he ended up having 12 sons, which is where the Jewish nation came from, the Israelites, the Jewish people. And they worshiped God, and they had prophesied that a Messiah would come. And he did come. And he came to them first, and he preached to them, and he loved them. But they accused him of false crimes, and they nailed him to a tree, and he murdered him. But he died, even on that tree, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He died for them, and he died for everyone else. In fact, Peter finds out, in chapter 10, God sends him to speak to Gentile people, people who are not of the Jewish religion, people that were not even grafted in, that were not a part of that family. Because God already had said this in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He loves everyone. And what began to happen at this place that we see here in verse 26 here is this, that at this time, people and in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. Why? Why were they called Christians? Because already they believed in Abraham. They already had believed in a God, in an awesome God. But now, these people, including other people later on, all began to be called Christians because Christians meant professing belief in the teaching of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 2, in verse 17, it says, who are we to stand in God's way? They did church a certain way. Please, you know, everybody listen to me. Come in. They did church a certain way. They did it at temples. After a while, they did it in a tent with Moses, so it was different. It was changed in. Then they made a big temple, and they did it where everybody would come in, and they would pray, and they would wash their hands and do their thing. And they had a candle over here, and they had all kinds of stuff. They did it a certain way. And then it changed on them again because Jesus came and he ripped the veil that the Ark of the Covenant was behind. He ripped it in two because of what he did, his forgiveness. things change. Let me tell you one thing that doesn't change. We are the church. But the way that the church operates, the way that the church goes throughout, that does change. I was very hesitant and didn't want to talk to a camera or have my beautiful face and all my problems shown on a camera. But by God's divine purpose, He has done this. And let me tell you what has happened over the last couple months. Our church, every church, mega churches and different churches, every church, we have doubled, tripled, and quadrupled in people hearing the gospel message of Jesus Christ. A man might have invented these things, but God uses them to get into every home, into every village, into every place. God is doing something incredible, and who are we to get in God's way? When someone accepts Jesus Christ, you're like, how can they accept Jesus Christ? They accept Jesus Christ. Yay! Hug them. Praise God. Welcome. Here's a coat. Here's some shoes. Come on in. Who are we to get in God's way? And I'm telling you, you have grandmothers, grandfathers. You're going to have people you thought would never accept Christ. They are accepting Christ every day. Who are we to get in their way? Because we say they didn't do enough or they did something the wrong way? Let me tell you, don't get in the way of what God is doing. God is saving people. Accept Jesus Christ. Read His word. Follow His teachings. Disciples follow Jesus. Disciples follow Jesus. Disciples follow Jesus. What would Jesus do? And in Acts chapter 11, in verse 29 and 30, I want to read that to you. It says, "So the disciples determined everyone according to his ability to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul." What had happened is there had been a famine in the land. There had been a lack of going on. And they were being blessed, and God was doing something amazing in their life. But around them, people were suffering. And what they did is they sent relief. They sent relief to those that needed it. Right now, I've been encouraging you every day. I want to encourage you. God's been blessing you. He's blessing you to be a blessing. Send that overflow. Send that blessing that God is doing to other people. Begin to knock on doors and ask people if they need help or your friends if they need some groceries, whatever they need. Send. If you have that to be blessed, people bless. You can send it. You say, well, I don't have anywhere to send it. Well, then send it here. Send it to our church. We're blessing people. Today we're going to go out, maybe in the after show, they'll show you. We're going to go out and feed people down the creek and then the homeless people. We have homeless people here right now that come on campus and watch this service outside. You see, as Christians, this is God's way of reaching the world. You may have a little camera on your phone, and you can hit the live feed thing today, and you can say, Jesus loves you. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's way to spread the gospel. I encourage you to do that. In fact, this morning, what I'd like to do, if you would be able to get ready for it, I want to take communion with the family right now. And so if you have a piece of bread, if you have some juice, get that ready. But before we do this, I want to give you an opportunity. Maybe you've never accepted Christ. You've heard me talk a lot about it, but I'm going to just be very direct right now. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, you will be saved. Right now, confess. Say, Jesus, I believe that you were raised from the dead. I believe. It's nothing I can do. You are doing it in me, but I'm listening right now. I know that you are talking to me, and I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart. And if you've done that, let us know. Text us. Let us know. Put something in the comments. We want to help you. And also, it helps you to let people know, today, I've confessed with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that Christ is raised from the dead. And then we'll go to this point right now where we're going to receive communion. This is what I'd like you to do. You take that bread. This represents Christ's body that was broken for us so that we could be whole. Maybe you need healing today. Maybe you need peace of mind and clarity of thought. I need you to say, thank you, God, for that. Thank you for clear thinking. Thank you for healing my body. Would you take that right now, which represents his body? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Just thank him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We receive, Lord, your power, your strength, your healing. Thank you, Lord. And then it said on the night that he was betrayed, he lifted the cup and he said, this is my blood that I shed for you for the new covenant. Jesus shed this for the forgiveness of our sins. We are cleansed because of what he did, not what we've done, what he has done. When I told you, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he did it. You didn't do it. You just receive it. This morning, receive that which the Lord has given you, the forgiveness of your sins. Let's take that this morning, which represents his blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.